This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You yeah, get your
we
time and shit.
We smash it hard.
We're not smashing, but like we're.
Listen
we're
here,
do,
brother.
We're some episodes.
Listen here, brother.
Bounce.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. 3, 2, 1. And welcome, everybody, back to a different conversation. As we promised, we would give you more of these non-sports episodes so you can, one, learn who we are, two, laugh with us, because you know we always bring the best laughs, and most importantly, to be different with us. I'm here with Kem, I'm here with Matt, I'm Thomas Saxby. We really just going to kick it this episode, mm-hmm. You know, give you some cool topics. We're going to be talking about music, we're going to be talking about human legacies, we're going to be doing some stuff. So we hope you guys enjoy. Make sure you like, subscribe, do all that. First and foremost, I'm glad to be back in person, you know, with the fellas, but not only in person, but doing a non-sports episode. I know we've only released 27 of these in comparison to 133 sports episodes.
Feels like these, more.
Right. Whoa. These are some of my favorite episodes because we kind of just get to just kick back and be ourselves, be goofballs. Mm-hmm. Not saying that we're not ourselves on the sports ones, but that's a little bit more, you know, restricting.
We got to bring statistics and stuff in. Yeah, we could just flow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just want to start us off like, how are the fellas doing? Let's catch up a little bit. Anything crazy happened in life since
Man,
we got
real
on this?
Quick. Have y'all ever had Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yeah.
Have y'all ever tried the Reaper?
No. Uh-uh. I'm not brave
super
enough.
Hot. Listen here, super boys.
Hot. Oh, shit.
So last night, uh-huh. Me, Dev, and our other roommate, we went to go see Predator Badlands.
Nice.
Fire.
Mm. Fire movie?
Top three in the franchise. Okay. Yep. In the Predator franchise. Right. Not in the whole aspect of mm-hmm. the world of Alien and Predator, but mm-hmm. top three Predator franchise. 100%. After, we're like, all right, the Dave's Hot Chicken on Ball Town Road just opened.
I'm not gonna lie.
They're not that expensive, in my opinion.
I don't know. $15 for a combo is a little crazy.
It was like $15 for two sliders and like mac and cheese for me.
Yeah.
But those sliders are big as hell. Yeah. It's not a slider. That's a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But anyway,
maybe I'm
we
just
went there.
Poor.
I went. He's playing. Poor. I went there. I got that combo exactly. Uh-huh. The two chicken sliders and the mac and cheese and uh-huh. a little slushy thing.
Okay.
And I've never had their mac and cheese. Does it hit?
It's all right. Okay. It's all right. Then what I wanted to do, and we all did this, I wanted to get their three hottest single tenders. And I wanted to go up the board.
Okay.
So I went. I had one of my sliders.
I started
the mac and cheese. Mm. Then I'm like, all right, bet. Mm-hmm. Cooling. I put the Dave sauce on each of the tendies. I go. Went for the hot. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was basic.
My white ass would have died.
You could tell there was heat to it, but like I'm good with heat.
Okay.
And what I had my meal as was just regular medium, I think. It goes like something, mild, medium, then hot, extra hot, Reaper.
Okay.
So I went and had a hot tender. Cool. That was nothing. Went and had the extra hot tender. Boys, that had me like, all right, this is hot for sure.
Maybe I shouldn't do this.
But it wasn't hot and too hot to where like I'm uncomfortable. Right. It was at the hot level where I usually like to be at for hot things. Boys, this Reaper. I'm sitting there, stone-faced, tears.
Mm-hmm.
are just coming down my face. Man. And this was everyone at the table. Because we all tried the Reaper. Okay. I'm sitting there just dealing with it. But it's just, I can't control it. It's just tears.
I put their
Dave sauce on it. All right, okay. And what annoyed me most is this place just opened, the one on Balltown Road. Their milkshake machine wasn't working. Oh. That's the only thing that helps.
Nah, their milkshake machine was fine. They just didn't want to use it.
They wanted to
see that.
They wanted to hurt us. And boy, that Reaper shit, it's the only thing I wasn't able to finish. I ate half of it.
Okay.
But once I was dying and dealing with all that, I'm not
about
to go back.
Your face is getting red just remembering it. Oh, my God.
I'm not about to go back for seconds once I'm starting to go down from the high.
Oh, yeah, because once
so
you
hot.
Come down, you got to come down, man.
And I would say it took a solid 15 minutes for it to stop. Wow. It was deadly.
Torture.
It was deadly. It was. I don't recommend highly. Somebody would have to pay me at least 3 bands to do it again.
That's funny.
Damn, 3 bands.
Yeah. Some
other people pay me 3 bands to do it.
No, other people at the table were saying, "Oh, I'll do it for a couple hundred," but they were also sitting there. So no, I make enough to where it has to be 3 bands.
That shit hits you the right way. You going to the hospital?
Yeah. That's
Yeah, I kept it in my pocket just for... Look, this is their waiver they have you sign for the Reaper.
Oh, wow.
Brother, it says something about we don't... you sign this because there could be, health issues, death, damage of property. Like, this...
Yeah, because people start running into shit.
Yeah, you crash your car by leaving or some shit. Like, this is crazy. This
they cover their asses.
Is fucking diabolical. It's for a fast food joint.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
Wild. But that's something I want to pop out, man. was last night. It was treacherous.
So on Monday, I went to New York City, Madison Square Garden, John Cena's final Raw. So on John Cena's retirement run, I got to see him go from being a villain to a hero again, a.k.a. Heel to face.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I got to see his final Raw. It was one of the best experiences I think I've had going to see wrestling. The 518 did SmackDown. They had their puny little SmackDown, but Madison Square Garden was the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was electric. People loved that shit. The city... the aura of the city, I feel like the city's gotten a little underrated in a way.
Mm.
Like, the way, everything is, not a lot of people talks about the beauty of the city.
Pass that down, bro, please.
No, I was about to say that everyone knows about the city.
Go ahead.
Of course everyone knows about the city. But
yes,
I think, with how expensive it's gotten, the way politics have gone and all that, people kind of undervalue it a little bit. But overall, man, it was a good time.
Appreciate you.
It was nice seeing it with the lady. Jack Sparrow.
Fire.
Oh, yeah. If you hate the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, you're sick.
Fire.
You like the Pirates of the Caribbean
franchise.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. I tried to make sure. I don't want to, call you sick.
No, absolutely.
now there's problems.
That's my boy.
So now there's problems.
But, overall, we're living. We're adjusting to the new diet. We're adjusting to everything.
Nice. Okay.
How you doing, King?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I can't complain
at all,
man. So, listen, man. I want to take a different angle, man. So, listen, man. I got to actually witness my Jets get their second win of the season. Right? So, here's the fire. Yes, man. So, yeah.
Congrats.
Listen, not only was that going on at the same time, but Max B got
released
from prison on the same Sunday.
Be free.
Is at the same game.
The Jets free.
And probably has something to do with the win. I know it ain't got shit to do with me, but him, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen, man.
Funny,
and then,
man.
Listen, at the end of the day, we knew that he was coming home, but I didn't know that he was coming home now. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
because
he's been coming home for 16
years. Yeah, I was about to say, I've been hearing that.
Max B is out, but I think Max B is way more of an impact now. See, that's
100%.
Dope, because for y'all, that's dope. I'm sure that the
pro
gonna be everything, but Wavy,
listen,
you know, the Wave God was so big that you had Wiz Khalifa tell
everyone
Kanye,
was saying,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bro, you can't use the Wave. Like, it's only one Wave. Like,
and he's
in prison. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it was a great thing. But that's what's been going on with me. It seems like everybody has some type of sports related. You know what I mean? Even the Reaper is some sports related shit because
it felt like I was
running a challenge.
I thought he was in game 7, quarter 4, putting up bricks.
If you're tearing, you know what I mean, trying to get through something.
Bro,
that's a challenge,
I'm sitting
bro,
just dealing with it, and I just feel it all going.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But no, to what you were saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, Pooh Shiesty, shout out to him and everything. Max B.
Yes.
He's cultural icon.
So, now I'm gonna say some crazy shit. So Pooh Shiesty, mad funny.
Big brr.
The first music my son ever like bopped his
There's
head
no
to.
There's no shot.
Pooh Shiesty. Get it what, back, what back was in it? Blood. Back in blood.
That's gonna be his thing.
Back
though.
In blood.
But back in blood.
Your 2 year old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Also,
yeah, but that's
because what
thing,
we did
though.
Is like,
but
so
how
like,
got him, how when, got him bopping to that?
Well, because when he was in her stomach, we would just play music or whatever. But for some reason, when Pooh Shiesty came on, he's fucking kicking. Mm-hmm. He's fucking whatever.
Well, yeah, because he thinks he's on a drill. What are we talking about,
bro? That's probably why he's a maniac.
Already looking.
He
for
thought
a
he thought he was. He thought he was in Memphis
so
doing
we were
some
trying,
shit.
So when we were like, we would go on car rides and stuff.
That's
and,
probably why he's trying to run through shit right
I'm
now.
I'm saying that's why he tried running through that door. What are we talking about?
So like, when it comes to him, like when he was a little baby, we were trying to see if like some tunes could like make him smile or whatever. Nothing would work.
Mm-hmm.
We played Back in Blood.
Mm-hmm.
He's all of a sudden like was like,
get the
and
hell
I'm like, no way.
So that's the Memphis type of beat. Then it's that type of that
uppity.
Yeah, that up. It gotta have something.
You know,
with the piano too.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what was
yeah,
weird?
Yeah.
Fucking for Braylee when she was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was Biggie. Any
oh,
Biggie
that's,
track.
I mean, that's fire.
And
that's
me,
old soul.
I always would be listening to Biggie. So
she seems
great
like an old soul.
But
too.
Then, like, when she became, like, 2 or 3-ish, that Dram Broccoli and Dram and Yachty, that Broccoli song,
yeah.
She loved that shit at, like, 2 or 3. You
yeah.
put that on and she just,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, kid.
It's easier to remember.
Yeah.
Shit,
you know, my daughter, the first song was the Cat's Eye Pets Control commercial.
Hey,
she
that's
knew
a
that,
good
she
track.
Knew that jingle before she knew English.
Yo, real quick, am I bugging? So I realized this the other day at work,
okay.
right?
Uh-huh.
Get in tune with me if y'all uh-huh. know this. So, Bill Nye, right?
The science
Bill
guy.
Bill Nye, the science
goat.
Guy.
Goat.
Boom. Why was I at work and I thought of that and then all of a sudden, what has another melody that's exactly the same? So, Bill Nye, the science guy,
mm-hmm.
the Koto experience.
Yes. Yes. So
why
listen,
the fuck are they the same
that
melody?
Bro, listen, that's very normal, Matt. Yo, that's dope that you honed into that because that's very normal. Do you know that there have been people who have been reusing people's melodies forever? That's
yeah.
one of the
that
things.
That one blew my mind.
That's Ed Sheeran almost
that's
got
kind of like what copyright
they
is
thought
about.
He was,
like,
what song did they think he was copying?
Think about the Beatles. Like, they said that
yeah.
the Beatles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
there's,
yeah.
There's so many of their songs
yeah,
that have
there's a thing
been,
with the Beatles. I remember, like, if you even got, like, one piano note
yes,
close to
like,
theirs,
you
they
understand
were suing.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but the truth is that those melodies are too similar to where as though you're able to, that's what
that was a
hip
crazy
hop is
bro.
About.
I'm at work.
That was a
I'm loading a trailer
yeah.
at work, and all of a sudden,
uh-huh.
in my head, just Bill Nye, this science guy. And then all of a sudden, I was like, the Koto experience. I was
yes.
like, whoa.
Bro, nothing goes through Matt's head. Nothing important goes through Matt's head.
Nah, it's bullshit 24/7.
That's fire.
I was. Right. I had to tell 3 people, and they're like, please get away from me. They're like, the fact
well,
that
what I
was
bro,
in your
if
head.
If I'm struggling through my shift, and here comes your fucking dumbass self talking
like,
about
but then they came
exactly
back.
The
they came back to me.
Like,
they came back to me,
home.
And I was like, yo, that's fucked, because it is. They came back to me later in the day.
That's fine. All right, so let's dig in a little bit. You know, last episode we talked about some things. So we kind of want to continue that conversation just a little bit.
Okay.
So if you were to make a human Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Who would be the first 3 people that you induct into that Hall of Fame?
All right, so I didn't take this as the first 3 people.
Oh,
I took this
3?
As just, I just took this as, hey, if there was a human Hall of Fame, who would be 3 people I want to put in? Because there's definitely more people I'd want to put in first
okay.
before these 3 people.
Okay.
But number one, I'm gonna go John Cena. You feel me? The mm-hmm. people's champ.
I debated it.
He's retiring soon. But, you know, we have another segment later on that I was thinking to put him in there, but I have that more serious.
Uh-huh.
Because,
that's so funny because I did the opposite. Well, so this segment I did serious, the other one
oh,
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to preserve some bum ass legacy.
Yes, one thing I wanted
the
to say is.
Preserving is actually mad funny.
The
to
one
me.
Thing
okay.
I wanted
yes.
to say is for John Cena with the legacy thing,
mm-hmm.
if we were going to have him preserved for 1,000 years, I want people in 1,000 years to still be on the same cadence of. a photo of John Cena and somebody. John Cena's not in that fucking photo.
Yes.
I want in a thousand years people to still think John Cena's invisible.
Yes.
Okay. I want, but I went more serious with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I got John Cena number one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's GOAT in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be in everybody's top five to ten-ish by far.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 human beings. Like, but period.
Whoa. But well,
that, not like as being a nice guy. But I meant like.
Yeah, take a shot to that one.
I'll take a hit of the blunt, I guess. I don't know.
But anyway, so number two, I got Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Love my boy. All the way back from In Living Color.
Okay.
Made a great for career for himself.
Great
the
choice.
The 90s,
yes.
2000s, he was hit maker for movies.
Great choice.
Love him.
Mm-hmm.
Then number three,
uh-huh.
This man, icon in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest comedians of the modern era.
Oh,
well,
shit.
Late 90s, early 2000s era.
I wish we had the soundboard.
But,
I want to know who this is.
But this man also, in the beginning of 2024, dropped bomb after bomb after bomb on Shannon Sharpe's podcast.
Okay.
And foretold the whole future of what was about to happen. My boy Cat Williams. My boy Cat Williams.
The moment he did that, everything
turned to shit. Yes. The moment he started talking.
Not mad.
So Cat Williams number three in my Hall of Fame of people.
Right, so I'll give my three real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Nelson Mandela number one.
Okay, so you went serious.
He's in my serious one. He's in my serious one.
Okay, gotcha.
This might be the only serious one. Well, it depends how you actually feel about the other two.
Damn, but, so I went real nerdy, man.
So Nelson Mandela.
I love that.
I'm
like that.
Playing on this one.
He got Jesus.
Nope.
Oh, well, Jesus, I think, is like undoubtedly in the Hall of Fame. But
yes,
Nelson Mandela, you know, everything that he represented, like everything that he still represents all these years later, gotta go with him.
100%.
Number two, I'm going with Ralph Baer, the father of video games.
I was about to say that, yeah, okay.
he'd have to be in my Hall of Fame because, like, video games got me through childhood. Like, I don't know where I would be without it.
100%.
And then number three, I got the inventor of the chicken tender. Charlie Pappas.
I can't deal with this guy.
Tenders.
Yeah, we talk about tenders too much on this episode so far.
Y'all don't give a fuck. We're putting a tender in the logo.
That's so...
This dude, bro, I don't know. There's been a number of times
mm-hmm.
me and this man and a group of our guys went to a steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And this man would order the chicken tenders at the steakhouse.
Chicken tenders slap at more at steakhouses. I'm sorry.
I hate you so much. But we would go Applebee's 1 week. He would get tenders. We'd go Longhorn the next week, get tenders.
And I would ask the same question to Matt every time. I'd be like, damn, you think people would get pissed if I picked tenders?
Yes.
He'd say yes, and I'd still do it every time.
That's so funny. Tenders.
What I'd be more tight about is I'm spending like fucking $40 on this damn steak, and he's spending like $13 on them tenders.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, my junior like that.
I'm full. The tenders were great. We had a good time. I'm not fucking worried about a steak temperature. I'm good.
That's why I order. If you order well done, you're a fucking psycho. But I order medium. So if they go under, it's medium rare, cool.
Mm-hmm.
If they go over, it's medium well, cool. Mm-hmm. Right in that middle.
Well, I had a very traumatic experience. So I went. You guys know, I think it's Black and Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fireplace. Yeah. Like, my first time there, like, I ordered a steak. I said medium rare. That shit was definitely well done. I didn't want to... Because I was out there on a... Like, you know, well, I can't say the company that you work for, but it was like one of... It was like a reward thing.
Okay.
So I'm surrounded by, like, executives and shit.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to embarrass them or embarrass anybody. Be like, yo, what the fuck happened to my steak? And I'm just chewing that shit and chewing that shit. I'm getting made fun of saying I can't
eat steak. At a steak spot, they made you a well-done steak. That is a steak place.
Yeah.
Yo, man.
That's I said crazy. Medium
Black
rare.
Black and blue,
like,
get your shit man. Together.
Dude. That shit, you could tell because I'm just chewing it and chewing it and chewing it. I'm getting aggravated. Everyone's
I
like, oh, you
back.
They're like, oh, you can't eat steak. You ain't a man. You can't eat steak. I'm
yeah,
like,
I would have said that.
I would have said that
even
back.
Though I'm
out. It's a steak. It's a steak. It's a steakhouse. You're wild. You're wild,
bro.
But, see, there was one. The only reason I went and started doing medium is because I went and I usually order medium rare.
That's a great call. That's
I usually order medium rare and then I got my shit blue one time. I was like, all right. Blue is crazy.
Medium is the way to go. That's the exact.
That shit's raw.
I used to always go medium well, and then my girl started making some fantastic steak, and I kind of went towards the rare sides.
So, yes, and if you go,
and it's the best
because
thing ever.
Places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Because people are so finicky, medium is the way to go, because some people may want it medium well, some people may want it medium rare. Yeah. So, or you know what I mean, like right in that middle. So right, it's always the way to go, because it's
gotta have a little pink.
Yes, it's a general pop kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of
Who's the three in your hall?
Thank you, man, for asking. So since y'all took it a little that way, I gotta go a little bit serious. I appreciate it. So listen, man, first for me, man, I gotta go with the dude who invented formal logic for me.
Ooh.
That's gonna be Aristotle.
Aristotle.
You understand what I'm saying? Like at the end OG. Of the day, man, science, ethics, government, all this. Come on, logic. Come on, what the fuck?
Locked in. One of our past lists, I had Aristotle too. We love Aristotle.
Man. I'm not. And within 100 years, is all three of the people that I chose. Okay, these guys all live within 100 years of each other set the foundation for the current civilization that we live in now. Listen, political philosophy guy, we got to go with Plato.
Plato,
all right, without a question.
I love that.
Without a doubt,
bro. I'm a nerd. We used to like challenge each other in school all the time.
This is my favorite shit. You know what I mean? Of all, so this is kind of a common thread. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So, and with three, man, real easy, man, we got to go with Socrates. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. For me.
Western philosophy. That's the shit that we live under.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
He molded systems, that shit.
Without a question. We got the justice systems, the rational inquiry. You know what I mean? Knowing it. Come on, man. Do
good
you
choices.
Really? Yeah,
good
rational
choices.
Inquiry.
Yeah, good
you
choices.
Understand what I'm saying?
Choices.
All that type
of
shit. So at the end of the day, man, mine.
Ooh, got me a little shoulder rub from Cam.
Yeah,
ready.
Man, on that side of things, man. It is about the fuck. Here we go. That's it for me.
All right, so who is
your... Yo, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that shirt.
Yeah.
Oh my
Take
God.
Take a peek real quick.
You gotta stand up and get in that.
Motherfuckers didn't notice.
Yeah, come get it.
Yeah
come just, get it.
Come on. It's
merch
coming soon.
Yes,
it's coming
merch
soon.
Coming soon.
Put your orders in. You know what I mean?
We're going to have hats, shirts, thongs,
mm-hmm.
socks.
What?
Mm-hmm. He said ashtrays, koozies, everything.
Did he say thongs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And thongs. Here's the other side. You can pick which face you want on your thong, koozie.
Huh?
Whichever one you want it on.
How did we get all here?
Right?
I just wanted to shout
deep.
Out the shirt.
Kev's two shots deep. Uh-oh. It's like,
he said, uh-oh.
All right, so who was your biggest influence growing up?
Mm.
Oh, so I you looked over at me. So,
no, I didn't. But
you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Hell no.
Okay.
There's many things I'd rather do. No, I just start going.
That hurt my heart. If I'm going to go personal, it's my mother.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, 100%. She single mother raising
your
two kids.
Your mom is awesome.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out to Matt's mom.
Shout out,
mom. She'll shirt off her back for fucking anybody.
Bro, 100%.
Like she teaches, but also it's not just that. Like she was like. She was cool with all your friends, but also like strict. Like she was like
she was your mother.
She was another mother.
House.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's taken great care of my kids every time I've trusted her to do so. Fire, and she does make a good ice cream cone.
Okay. The ice cream cone, but yeah, shout out my mom. She was my mother and my father. She did what she needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Held down 2 to 3 jobs whenever she needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out my mom. But if I'm gonna go like a figure. I'm gonna go Kobe Bryant. That man is just he just was the ethic of hard like the pinnacle of hard work and work ethic, and I feel like not just within sports because clearly I don't do sports anymore, but just how I go about my everyday life, you go at it with a mentality of just like Mamba mentality. That's just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Okay. I mean, in a weird way, I want to say the biggest influence growing up was me. Now that's not like a crazy like I'm this big strong person or whatever, but it was like
I love that.
So I was adopted by my aunt and uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So they kinda just not like put me to the side, but they kinda just let me do my own thing.
Okay.
So I kinda had to learn all my lessons growing up. I kinda had to learn all that. And honestly, like if I had a biggest influence, and honestly might be my piece of shit biological father, because I was influenced not to do the shit that he did.
Okay.
Not to be a bum like him. I'm wilding on his pack right now.
I was about
to
say. God damn.
So, well, because it was like, yeah, I mean, growing up, it was just weird. So I kind of had to learn all my own lessons. I kind of had to, you know, do my own shit. Like, I didn't have money until I had a job. So it was kind of just me. Like, it was just me talking to myself, influencing myself.
Okay.
That's why, like, I put this question in the script, and then, like, I'm trying to think of an answer. Like, bro,
mm-hmm.
I didn't look up to athletes like that when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
there was no like presidential figure, like historical figure that mm-hmm. I looked like. I wasn't studying anybody. Mm-hmm. I was just playing my video games in my room, staying mm-hmm. out of trouble, trying to figure this life shit mm-hmm. out.
I love that.
So yeah.
No, that's unique as hell. I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Matt was an influence to me in a little uh-huh. bit of a way, because like everyone was fucking around in our friends group, and Matt was always like the straight, solid shooter, like good yeah. dude. You know, V-Man's mom was a big influence.
Shout out V-Man's mom.
She yeah. always took me in. She was like, she was literally my second mom. Like, yeah, if there was a second mom, it she was literally you. Her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my black card early.
All yeah, right. man. So what's really dope about this question is that, like, you know, I had to really think. You know what I mean? I'm yeah. a bit older than y'all, but it's kind of fire. Because at Way the end older. Of the day, all you know right. what I'm saying? My mom, you know what I mean, really, 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 really simply put, man, how Matt said, she was a dual role for me, you know what I mean? Yeah. At the end of the day, man, my mom gave me some nuggets that I'm actually going to share with y'all. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, real talk.
I love nuggets.
My mom told me, like, some real shit. She was like, when you're born, you look like your parents, but when you die, you look like your decisions. You understand what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, real shit.
She was I can
like,
see where you get it from.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Woo!
Like,
the one-liners running the family.
Real talk. Right. Every decision shit. That you make, you know what I mean? Like, the other thing that she told me was some real shit, man. Never mistake attendance for alliance. You know what I mean? Everybody that's with you is not for you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you got motherfuckers
start
around
looking at
you,
y'all different numbers,
like, man. Real talk. If you got motherfuckers yeah. around you that don't really understand, you know what I mean? Like, that you got the ball right now and you might have to pass the shit
but
to them
yeah,
to get
yeah.
to the end zone. You understand
Damn,
what
bro.
I'm saying? Like,
mom was a,
like real shit. Because, listen.
How did music play a role into your life growing up?
I want to hear Kem first.
Yeah,
I want to
hear
Kem.
Yeah, we both were like,
so listen,
yeah.
y'all got
yeah.
me, man, because yeah. we just went from the mother, right?
So
listen,
era's
man,
different. That means
some,
a lot.
Listen, this is some fly shit because these questions, again, we're in a different conversation. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, and join these conversations, man, because if y'all got this far, man, y'all riding with us, man. So make
Hell
sure
yeah.
that y'all support, man. But at the end of the day, man, when it came to music, I got some crazy memories because I first remember my grandma, right?
Damn.
Now, here's the fly shit. My grandma listened to doo-wop. Right?
Okay.
So now check it
okay.
out. Doo-wop was like the shit like Earth Angel.
Yeah.
Earth Angel.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
that's a banger.
Yeah, listen yeah. to the guys listen, you yeah. know, they singing over street cans,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Over the fire, passing the wine around, you know what I mean? And
Hell
shit
yeah.
like that. Then my mom
vibes.
Listen.
I don't know, I just painted the picture of
you
saying you
that. You see that, right? Like
fire.
Yes,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Passing the wine around, just singing. You know what I mean? They might get into some bad shit afterwards, but they harmonizing right
in
now.
That moment.
You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying? Then with my mom, she kind of went into some other shit, which was like Crystal Waters, C.C. Peniston. It was like, if I could explain it, it's more like the deep house music.
Right.
Like Gypsy Woman,
okay.
shit like
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She wakes up early every
yeah,
morning
yeah, yeah.
just to do
yeah.
a, but listen, the correlation is right. them singing over the street music. Like, it's the same kind of music,
yeah.
just in a
different
time.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
understand what I'm saying? It's music that's connected to them. You know what I mean? And what they're going through. So music was really, really a part of my life. Then, for myself, as I'm listening to my mom's music, that's the shit that used to have her on positive vibes
yeah.
and good frequencies
yeah.
and things like that. Then you think about the things like you got like shit, it's all kind of stuff, bro. Then for myself, I veered away from that because hip hop is crazy
right.
big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, in my earliest, in listening to my mom with C.C. Peniston and things like that, I'm also listening to like Tupac. And
yeah.
Biggie, and that's infusing
yeah.
with the music
getting
that I'm
all
hearing.
I was listening
yes.
to Tupac on the way here, man.
Yeah, like
yeah.
it's so much, and I'm listening.
Yeah.
So I'm live when that shit is actually coming out. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm all I'm hearing is good music because all I'm hearing is like
all the way through.
Yes,
yeah.
all the way through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So music, man, it's everything
Hell
to me,
yeah.
man. I listen to music every goddamn day.
Every day.
Say, yeah, I mean, for me, like mm-hmm. when it came to music, like, you know, my dad, like, if there was a few things that my dad actually like. Mm. Like not prioritized, but like, but treasured was like his
music.
Fucking surround. Not even music, but his surround system.
Okay,
it's mad
so
funny.
So the system was crazy.
Bro, if he did not have good surround system in the house, bro,
mm-hmm.
he was devastated.
Okay.
Like if that shit broke or a speaker broke or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like he was fucking devastated.
Okay.
Walter was a rockhead.
Okay.
Nah, he was just an old, like, older music.
Okay.
If it was rock, it was rock. If it
but
was
that
country,
shit
it was country.
Good
it was oldies.
When it's coming
yeah.
through
yeah.
the right
yeah.
way.
So
yeah.
me,
you
like,
I mean?
Growing up as an ignorant motherfucker, I hated that music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it always pushed me into, you know, more rap. Because
it would be
blasted
through the house.
Yeah,
and
it was just so
yeah.
annoying because, like, you know, as kids we grow up and that type of music is lame. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, Well, you know, like
I had an old soul for music.
But like the people that we grew up around, if you was caught listening to that music or they saw that shit on your playlist, they're like, the fuck? But it's crazy because like as I get older now, I fucking love like oldies, like old rock and roll, all that shit. Like, you know, Beatles, Beach Boys, like you can just go down the fucking list. Mongo Jerry in the Summertime.
That's a pull. I was listening to that earlier.
But it's like, you know, like Rocket Man, Elton John, like, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. Like, I love
that music.
I wish, my biggest wish is I wish I could have enjoyed that with my parents while they were enjoying it.
But there was no reason for you to. So even even though I'm able to name my grandmother and my mother's music, my mother didn't enjoy my grandmother's music and my grandmother didn't enjoy my mother's music and I didn't enjoy my mother's music even though, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, Walter, my dad, the only new music he likes is Eminem.
Yeah.
Mad funny. Has no idea what's going on.
My mom only liked the rappers that I listened to that was cute to her. Straight like that.
I respect that.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, she likes Big Daddy Kane. She likes.
I mean, that's all. I was listening to Rihanna growing up because I had a big ass fucking crush on Rihanna.
Yeah, so, like even with basketball, yeah, she used to say that Alicia Keys Wilkins was my father. You know what I'm saying? Like, because she didn't like Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So.
What about you?
For me,
bro, I got one of Rihanna's first albums when I was a kid. I don't give a fuck. I begged my parents for that shit.
Oh,
yeah, they thought,
shit.
Yo, not lack for better words, they thought I was gay with how much I liked Rihanna when I was a kid.
That's crazy.
I loved Rihanna, bro. Her music got me going.
I'm gonna keep it a beat, bro. Rihanna got bangers after bangers, bro. I have so many different types of playlists. Like, my names are fucking ridiculous, but I have an Islander shit playlist. Oldies playlist. I'm talking, when I say oldies, it's like 50s and 60s country music and shit like that.
Bro, I love that.
I have so many different types of playlists. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have my rock playlist. I have my soul playlist. I have all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Music has meant such an important part of my life. That's the thing. Because I lived in such a hectic, like, household,
mm-hmm.
with my mom always being at work, my brother being a menace that he was in the household, outside the household. Shout out, Julian, we love you, but you're a menace.
he knows it.
But music was just an escape. I remember the first album I ever fully listened to, and given I should not have been listening to this album growing up. I should not have been listening to it. It was Hot Shot, the Shaggy album. Mm-hmm. You know, It Wasn't Me, Hot Shot, all those on there. I should not have been listening to it, but it was my mom had that album, and I had a CD player, that was the album I went and grabbed, put it in, and I used to play that all the time. And then the next album, I remember the first three albums I ever got. It was, then I got Encore by Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
I got The Massacre by 50 Cent, and then I got Curtis by 50 Cent. Those were the three albums I first ever got. It's just music meant such a big part to me. The Aftermath era was huge. Mm-hmm. G-Unit was huge. My mom, growing up with me young as fuck, would always have, like, Biggie on. My mom was weird because she loved Mike. She loved Prince.
Yeah.
And she loved her, like, alternative 80s, like... Yes. Not rock, but it's not pop. It's that in between era.
Yeah.
So I listened to a lot of that growing up.
Yeah, that was the shit, though.
Yeah, and
with
then
all
she
that synth and yeah, all that
oh
shit was
my
amazing.
God, yeah. it opened the world of what music could be, because all I was listening to was like Eminem, Biggie, 50.
So
Eminem, Biggie,
all right,
50.
Real random question that popped up on my mind. What is your favorite song of all time? If you had one, I know it's hard.
You didn't prepare me for that.
I know.
I immediately went to the 80s.
Yeah, what's the first song that immediately went to your head when I asked that question?
In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Yeah, yo, we would always fucking jam to that.
And then, so there was three that came to mind. In the Air, Phil Collins. The Gambler. By
that gets me a little emotional because that's me and my dad's song, The Gambler.
We would always play that
shit on Guitar Hero, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. So The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, and then Juicy. Juicy's just an all-time classic. I quote it probably three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I quote different things from that three times a day. Like, those are probably my three, like, top. It's crazy because they're so, like, one's rock, one's country, one's rap. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
For me, it has to be Hotel California, man. That's what I
knew that was going
to
be.
Dev drove that home, bro. Shout out to Dev. Because like
I remember,
I shouldn't. I shouldn't mention the story that leads.
You should.
Oh yeah,
you can.
So yeah, like the only time I ever did acid in my life, it started off really bad, man. Like,
oh yeah, he couldn't leave the house.
Bro, I was just sitting there facing my demons.
You didn't know how to put shoes on.
For some reason, like my fucking like it was just like bringing every demon I had in my mind just in front of me.
I was babysitting everybody who was doing it. I don't know.
I don't know what drove the Dev to do it, but Dev played Hotel California out of nowhere, and that just made the whole experience.
The guitar beautiful. Solo at the mm-hmm. end. Mm-hmm.
Like, that. Like, I, but I loved the song before that, but and I think he knew that because he just played that and it just brought me back.
That
and
no, that's one of that was
everything after that.
Not to make him seem like a fucking one, a psychedelic fucking fiend, but that's one of his trip songs anyway.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. fair. Yeah.
I'm always the chaperone for my friends when they want a trip because I don't.
That's our shop.
I don't do drugs, so yeah, I don't do anything.
That's our chaperone for anything besides drinking. We have to chaperone Matt sometimes.
Nah, like once or twice, you've had to chaperone me.
What was the song that popped in your head immediately?
Well, immediately I got to think about is, for me, is Tupac, I Get Around.
Okay.
Dear Mama also came into my head, man, but I Get Around
is. Because I Get Around was, like, it was good. It was like a bop.
It was a bop,
where everybody was having fun.
It wasn't, like, introspective where you have to think about a song. It was something everyone can enjoy.
Absolutely, yeah. Tupac, I Get Around. That's one of the
I love that.
All right, bet. Like, cool.
Then right. I would have to say, oh, hold on, my wait, bad. Man. I was sitting here vibing because Matt brought some shit up to me, but I don't even know who the fuck sings the song. But it'd be like, don't send away.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who sings that either, but that's fine. Oh, I love that song.
Take me on.
That was on a.
Yeah, I listen to that all the time. Yo, it's that, Take on Me.
Yes, there was a game on the computer that we grew up playing that had that song playing in the back. I forgot what crazy. It was.
And it'd be like,
it was a song on a famous adult show.
It's crazy as hell, but it's one of those songs that I'll always, it'll make me feel good no matter fucking what.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Fire. All right, boom. Okay. All right, so pick one album.
Actually, I think that's Everyone Wants to Rule the World.
Yes, there it is.
That's it.
Yeah, there
I was listening to that like 2 days ago. I don't know why I've mixed up the names, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a
song. Oh, I think that's in.
Hold on.
Yes.
Last night, I was like, I remember hearing that song. It was in a trailer for a movie when I was at the movies last night.
Yeah. Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz.
Oh, that's a Fire. Banger. Yes. That's a banger. Yeah.
My bad. All right, so if you could pick one album to listen to if you were in a room for 2 hours with nothing, just chill, like, chill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The vibe, whatever the vibe you truly want it to be.
I feel like you know what mine is. Everybody knows what mine
is. I feel like people should know mine, but go ahead.
Let's see. I'm going to say 2 hours, right? So this fits perfectly.
Yeah. So you got to listen to it like twice.
The album I'm picking is 54 minutes long, front to back. So you can listen to it, digest it,
listen again,
run it back. So mine, I feel like you both could guess what mine is. It's Damn by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, not bad.
It's a fucking album.
When you listen to it forward,
this front dude had to back, a profile picture on Facebook with his face over the Damn cover.
Well, because it was a meme photo. Don't make it seem like it was some like anything more than a meme.
No, it became tradition.
But it was.
You changed that profile picture. My life was ruined after that.
Yeah, when that wasn't my profile picture anymore, people like messaged me about it. People messaged me about it for sure. But so when you listen to Damn front to back, it tells a story of somebody living in the streets.
Bro, telling a story through the album.
The album, it's an experience. You go through somebody living the streets, living with like the fight of like the wickedness and the weakness of the street life, but then also like not wanting to leave your home, but if you leave your home, you could die any minute. That type of thing, but then it's a culmination of peace at the end, the one little piece. But this is why I picked this album, because if you listen to it backwards for that second hour, it's the fight of the father in the beginning gets his life spared by Top Dog. Mm-hmm. They talk about each other, or they talk to each other about like the differences in their life. They start at the same spot. Mm-hmm. They go a different path, but then it ends with, instead of Kendrick being the main character like in the first one, it's Kung Fu Kenny being the main character. And it's goes with, instead of the story where it's peace at the end with the first run through, it's his death at the end of Kung Fu Kenny when you go backwards. It's so introspective. It's the album. It's one of the most listened to albums for me, front to back. It's got arguably three of Kendrick's top five best songs ever on that album. Arguably, because you know it's different tastes. A lot of people think Damn's got like too much stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So Damn's one of my top three favorite albums for me all time. I have to choose that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's simple. Y'all might know it's not even an album. It's a mixtape.
Okay.
So it's J. Cole Friday Night Lights.
Love
like
that.
It's just, there's just so many jingles, such feel good. Like if I'm in a room and I just want to feel good for a couple hours, it's gonna be that. It's the Home for the Holidays. It's the jingle of our fucking opening theme to the show. You know, it's just cool, real cool, chill music. It's mostly himself the whole time too. Like really, I think there was like one song with a few features on it. Looking for Trouble, but. Yeah, man.
That's beautiful.
That should be like so J. Cole, my favorite artist at the time.
I appreciate both of those. Those are great albums.
I'm waiting for this.
I guess this shows my age and probably what I went through and why I'm going to have this.
That's disrespect.
What I'm really going to go with is going to be Sade, the Love Deluxe.
Right? Okay.
Real talk. Smooth.
Hell yeah.
You mentioned this before. Yeah.
So adult contemporary.
Has everything.
Like it got everything.
Yeah, it's a good mix of everything you like.
Like everything. Yeah. Everything, right? Like when you think about the type of people that y'all talk about, Drake, Weeknd, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, Frank Ocean.
Everything.
Everything. This is what they all kind of spawn from.
Yeah,
so at the end of the day, she's like, but this album, like, No Ordinary Love, all that type of shit. Ah, it's one of them things that I don't care. You lock me away, I'm going to forget about whatever the fuck is going on.
100%.
And feel good.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying about the outcome. You know what I mean? Whether it's a good situation I'm going in the think tank for, or it's a bad situation where I got to do some type of damage control.
It hits you.
You know what I mean?
It's gonna be
fuck yeah. I'm gonna be good with.
Sunset, it shows my age. That's a classic. Yeah. Fuck that. That's a classic.
All right, so boom. Top three albums of the
2020s. Hell,
this is average. This is albums in general. Yes. I went more rap focused.
Yes,
because it's what I listen to.
I went rap, but there's one.
But
one
I have an R&B album as well.
Okay.
But I mean, people say he's a rapper, but The Weeknd, he's an R&B artist.
Yeah,
100%. But I have one of Weeknd's albums from this decade. In there. Do you want me to go first?
I could go. I'll kick it off because like y'all list will mean more than mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two rap, and then I have one not. First I got Mr. Morale. Again, like the way Kendrick tells stories through his albums is like second to none.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bangers on it, but even more important than the bangers, because like that one was more so like it, in my eyes, it's one of his biggest stories.
I already had it open on my spot.
The way I did my list is crazy. Yeah. Now I'm fuck. Y'all
he has one of the biggest.
I'm looking forward more to your list than even mine.
Now, another one, I didn't even listen to this album, but I knew it was crazy.
What?
It impacted my life. Hold on.
Listen to it, but
Taylor Swift, Midnights.
How did that impact your life if you didn't listen to
it? I worked at Target, bro.
Okay.
And I can't. I can't say I didn't listen to it because it was forced into me. She's a phenomenal
she artist.
Quality
but
music. But
I kid you not, working at Target,
about?
Bro, that day that album came out, because like she works with Target, so it's like exclusive.
All right, so is this your top three? Okay, because this is my top three.
I know.
Yours
well, the other two,
top
well, the,
three.
The other two are definitely like my top three, but this, I just wanted to tell
Well,
because
I'm not going
to
hold you. Okay, my bad. Tell your story.
There was people lined up. So the shit's in the middle of the store where you can get this album.
You're right, though.
Lines all the way back out the door.
She's the biggest artist
bro,
in the world.
100%.
And you know where Target is, all the way down to fucking Lowe's.
What?
Yes, bro. Like, we had to open at a
special time. That's a quarter mile up. That's a quarter mile line.
We had to open at a special time just for this shit.
What? So,
the music is blasting in the store. It was a jingle. There's fights. People are fucking fighting from getting cut in line for this fucking album. crazy.
Yeah, I can agree. Because so I made my list.
I want to finish. Okay, okay, yeah,
finish this list. And then the last one. Yeah. Now I'm choosing Utopia. The reason why I'm choosing Utopia,
I'm mad at that,
is because I did not like Travis Scott before that album came out. I wasn't a fan.
Was pretty dope,
like
though.
I knew he made good music. I liked a couple of songs, but I wasn't.
The R&B songs on Utopia,
every song was a jingle to me. Like the beats were on point. What he was saying. I just think it's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Okay,
because like I was genuinely like the shock factor. How good
I didn't
was.
Know you fucked with it.
Bro,
like
I
that.
Fuck with it so.
My girl
so
loved
heavy.
Utopia too. She loved it.
Oh no, Utopia is
heavy.
Yeah,
I did too.
In
but
my eyes, it's my favorite album.
It's not better than it's to me. It's not better than Astro World or Rodeo, but still, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a great.
But that was. Thing. Like I never really fucked with Travis Scott. I listened to that. Everything was there.
Killer Mike was great.
Yeah.
Utopia should have got album of the year. I don't give a fuck. Rap album of the year. But so I'll pop off next because I feel like yours is gonna.
But y'all saying a lot of my honorable mentions, so I'm pretty all right with that.
So number one, I also have Mr. Morale.
Yeah.
So one thing I think comes with a lot of Kendrick albums that are his introspective albums, like Damn, like Mr. Morale.
Yes.
Only about a third of the population of rap fans like it at the start. Right. Damn was not great received at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 4 to 5 fucking years before people actually start really letting it like sit with them. Right. And so I feel like Mr. Morale is going to be that. Because it got great reviews by hip-hop listeners.
Yes.
But like the people who be like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar are too introspective, they were all shitting on it.
Yeah.
Just like people were shitting on the off-season for J. Cole in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like we're getting close to the point where people are about to start respecting and appreciating this album because it's phenomenal. The amount of shit on it, N95, United in Grief, fucking Heart Part 5, Rich Spirit, Silent Hill, bangers. Mm-hmm. Even We Cry Together, which people are like, oh, it's two people fighting on the album. That's phenomenally thought out. Phenomenally thought out.
And the shit about his aunt, all that shit.
Oh,
is,
my God. And people have like flamed him and talked crazy shit, saying he talks about being touched on the album. Bro, like, he's telling his story. Oh, yeah. Then you're going to flame him because he was touched? That's weird. Anyway. Yeah. So I got Mr. Morale, Big Steppers.
Yeah.
Number two, I got Let God and Sword Him Out by Clips. Might be recency bias.
Okay.
Might be.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time since Watch the Throne where I've seen such a perfect collab out.
Okay.
With the Clips, with Malice and Pusha T. The chemistry they have. You got Pharrell doing the production. Yeah. This shit is phenomenal. I think it probably
boys,
should be
man.
Rap album of the year.
Y'all my boys, man.
I think this is probably going to be rap album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then so number three, this is right at the beginning of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
I got After COVID. Hours by Weekend.
Okay.
I got
After Hours that by shit Weekend. Got I think into COVID, man.
I think that's probably one of the best albums of all time, as far as like if you go into that sphere
that
of music,
that would have been on my list if Taylor Swift wasn't.
Yeah, but
I fucking love that album.
It's definitely up there. It has Blinding Lights, which is literally the most listened to song of all time on any streaming service. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not like of all time in general,
right.
But it's just bro, the amount of songs on there that are quality bangers.
Mm-hmm.
It's second to none, almost. Other
hell
than
yeah,
like
man.
Fucking Mike, which
bro.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, but yeah, those are my three.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, man. I ain't going to shit on nobody's list or nothing like that. But I'm gonna just go straight into my honorable mentions. No, I'm gonna go right into my honorable mentions. So my honorable mention first, which was be number four, is gonna be Pusha T. It's Almost Dry.
He had
two of the best producers. Yeah, Ye
yesterday's
and Pharrell.
Price.
You understand
it's not
what I'm saying?
Price.
That album was fucking
phenomenal.
That, crazy as hell. Pure, you know, only reason it doesn't make it higher on my list only because it's just pure coke poetry and not everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you
it's street shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, but it's fire.
Think of, yeah, without a question, all of these that I have is literally obscure but actually super duper fire.
Yeah.
Number three, man, y'all already touched with Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. Kendrick
love that.
Definitely
yeah.
took
yeah.
that in the 20s for me right there.
Just unreal storytelling, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I can't
fire.
Get, I can never
that
get
shit,
over that, bro.
Yeah, that shit fire. Number two for me is going to include two albums. It's going to include West Side Gun, Hitting the Where's Hermes 8, right? We introduced Stovall Cooks coming off of Stovall Cooks' album, Reasonable Drought. Okay, now listen.
Griselda.
Man, this shit, listen, Griselda. Griselda Crazy, album art, features, sequencing, all elite, Gun curates. Like, he's like a museum motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got London jazz mixed in with, like, the grunt. Like, that shit is crazy. It's just
technically too much. Sounds,
yeah, it's just too much, man. I can't really, really, but it's a lot, and it's very, very enjoyable. These are great for me. I'm being honest, man. And then when I go to number one, for me, the 2020s, I got two albums because they went back to back. It's going to be Freddie Gibbs and Alfredo and Alfredo 2.
I knew you were going to say
that. When that came out, we were doing the pod. Yeah. Yo, it was
those,
in the beginning.
Yeah, those albums. And these
you were telling
past,
us about it when, like, we always had that music.
Alfredo
segment.
1 was my, like, fourth or fifth pick.
1 and 2, yeah. Like, listening to them together.
Yeah, they're you phenomenal. Had me listening to that,
bro,
shit.
Bro, Baby
yeah.
will come out here and tell you, like, those shits were, like, the soundtracks to our shit. Like, Alchemist.
Bro,
like, Just Low Key has been on such a fucking
run on a tear
that is fucking phenomenal. For, like, it's crazy, like, how underrated, you know. But I love with who he loves chooses to work with, because, like, with DeBoldy James is the fucking, like, his album is kind of one of those albums for me too. Just through the sound,
You understand? Yeah. His soundscape is fucking ridiculous.
Phenomenal. His wordplay is retarded. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So it's a lot of albums, man. That Benny I could have put in there. Benny and Hit Boy album was a great album. Yeah. Kind of showcase who Benny was. You know what I mean?
I loved Benny's fucking. It wasn't this past summer. It was last summer. His summer shootout album. That shit was fire. I love that shit, man.
He get busy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he definitely gets busy. So at the end of the day, we'll see. You know what I mean? Those were mine.
I love those are
so
great.
So, boom.
Picks.
So, what I want you to do, Kem, is I want you to get us into the blues.
Oh, man.
So, listen, I haven't really had the time to actually sit down and do my own research, but I know you're heavy in, you know, into the blues, into, you know, the back in the day tunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of want you to just give us what we should listen to get into it. You know, whatever you can give us.
So, the truth is, I've been kind of paying attention to what y'all have been saying about some of the music choices so far, what I mean, that we've been kind of talking about, right? A lot of it is, like, kind of also y'all like storytelling, right?
Hell yeah.
So if we were to start with storytelling, we got to start with, like, the Godfather of feeling in my...
Okay.
You know what I mean? And all he did is storytell.
Yeah.
Sometimes he also let his guitar, like, be a voice.
Whatever you tell me, I'm listening to tonight I edit these episodes.
B.B. King.
Okay.
All right. The Thrill Is Gone. Why I Sing the Blues and How Blue Can You Get.
Okay.
All right. And you're going to hear through these songs samples in some of the music that we listen to right now.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? B.B. King. Right. Number three, just because it's going to make it, or number two, I would say, it's going to make it real relatable to you, right? Listen to Howlin' Wolf.
Okay. Howling or Howlin'?
Howlin'.
Howlin'. Okay.
Howlin'
Got
Wolf.
Got you.
Like, I would say the blues version of DMX.
Okay.
What all the right? fuck?
That sounds
literally
crazy.
Raw, gritty, big chest energy.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
A couple of songs.
Blues version
for you.
Of DMX?
Yeah, a couple that of songs wild. For you is going to be like Smokestack Lightning and Spoonful.
Okay.
Smokestack Lightning and Spoonful. Listen, and there's a song that. Y'all
those
just talked about
two top fucking
yes,
songs.
Listen,
too.
And there's a song that y'all talk. Listen, y'all just talked about Led Zeppelin, right?
Yeah.
No, they don't do Hotel California. Yes, they do.
No,
that's what's the name? Welcome to the Hotel California.
I fucking mentioned
Eagles.
Yeah,
I was thinking about Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
So Stairway to Heaven, right? You know Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
y'all
I listen. I love that. Yeah.
So listen, there's a song called Killing Floor.
Yeah.
All right. That he made that they believe or they say that Led Zeppelin stole from.
Stole from
Howlin' Wolf.
Woo.
All right, so check it out.
Okay.
And then number three, real quick, Muddy Waters. I kind of told you a little bit about last time, right?
Yes.
The blues that built rock.
Because I asked this question before and didn't.
Real talk. The blues that built rock. It's like hip-hop sampling, crazy. Manish Boy, Hoochie Coochie Man.
Yeah.
These are real songs, man.
I
just want to make love to you.
What
you know
I love
what I mean?
About
like
listening to older stuff that I hadn't heard before is the amount of sampling that we've known in the modern era
that
we're going to recognize through all these old albums.
That.
And then it makes us connected to these songs that we've never even heard of before.
Yes, it's crazy as
hell. Just everything, like the
and
original
like Chicago's
music.
Real.
Yeah.
This is Chicago blues, though. Sorry, Muddy Waters. All right? You know what I mean? But go ahead.
But yeah, real quick, before we like move off the music subject, don't mind me if in the summer I'm in Nashville and some cowboy boots and shit, because Alan Jackson's retiring.
Oh, really?
Country legend, a guy that my dad always played. Alan Jackson, like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. Pour me something tall and strong. You know what I mean? So yeah, I might have to go down to Nashville, because his last concert ever is gonna be in Nashville in June. Okay. And I don't know.
That's gonna be a crazy concert.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw on some cowboy boots and, you know, get real.
Don't try to fit the Confederate part, bud. No.
I'm just kidding. Oh, all right, boom. My bad.
Holy shit.
Right. Yeah. If you could pick 3 human legacies to preserve for the next 1,000 years.
Yeah, this
one. And all the rest get wiped out.
This is where I went funny.
So yeah, I went serious, but to my heart.
Yeah.
So
I was serious as fuck.
So first one, I went Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Okay,
just because motherfucker sacrificed 27 years of his own life, got out, became the first ever South America black head of state.
Yeah,
then just for 30
just
years,
his story was alone of like what he had to like go through while he was in and
symbol
then getting
of
out.
Symbol of peace, symbol of resilience, symbol of equality, bro. That bro. And
one
then,
of my favorite subjects.
What's that movie?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Morgan Freeman playing him. What's
Mandela.
It called? Oh, it's called Mandela? Yeah. Fire movie. Mm-hmm. Just watch it in school. That shit was fire.
When they would wheel the fucking the TVs out.
Yeah. That shit was fire. So number 2, I got Jane Goodall.
Okay.
This is a woman that... Mm. So my mom was actually telling me a story recently that she told me this growing up too, but she recently reiterated it to me, that when she was young, the one thing she wanted to do was be like Jane Goodall and go observe chimpanzees in the wild and make that like her living.
Yes.
And this is just one of those. This is one of those people who saw such beauty in the world outside of our own people.
Yes.
And that needs to continue, because we see all these like species just getting wiped off the face of the earth.
True.
And we need to see the good, like we need them as much as we need air. Like we need the animals to stay here, not to us to just wipe them the fuck off the planet. So in 1,000 years, I would hope that somebody like her message and her like experiences and her studies go on through the end of time. And so that leads into my next guy as well. This is my brother though.
Okay.
Steve Irwin.
Julian.
Steve motherfucking Irwin. This is just the male version. Yeah. And the Australian version of Jane Goodall. But this is the GOAT, the actual GOAT. Stingrays to this day are my ops.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I remember the place I was when I heard Steve Irwin died.
Stingrays are my ops.
I was at the fucking...
Don't let Matt see a stingray, man.
Bro, I saw one at the aquarium. The glass. And I was sitting there, and you can put your hand in it.
Yeah.
So it went up against me, and I fucking flinched at it. I was like, yeah, you're like in my hands right now, buddy. Don't play with me. Uh-oh. But,
that cereal fucking fuck you up.
I was at the Altamont Fair, I was at the Altamont Fair, and I remember, and this is, before cell phones are big and shit.
Yes.
And so I just remember somebody saying, Steve Irwin died. I'm young as shit. And I remember my mom had VHS tapes of all Steve Irwin's, shows and shit.
Yeah.
And I loved animals, and we used to watch that shit all the time. So he was, one of the figures that I loved the most, when I was little, because I loved animals.
That's still a part
when of I heard
team.
That shit, that felt like a family member died, bro. I was hurt when I heard that. The whole fair was talking about it, too. It
reminds me of the day Michael Jackson died. That was
I remember where I was when I found that out. That's a Joins middle school graduation.
That's crazy.
But, those are the 3 I want to go with, because those are good people.
Imagine a middle school graduation getting overshadowed by the death of Michael Jackson. That's
funny.
All right, so, my 3. Because like Cam says, he has a little bit of a comedy. So for the first time ever, I cannot wait.
Yes.
So I got first, and hear me out. Mm-hmm. I got Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Yeah, that's now, a good pick.
The reason why I got Abraham Lincoln is because if you're going to preserve a legacy with a little bit of everything, right?
Okay.
A story of triumph, a story of defeat.
Okay.
He got assassinated, can kind of, you know, teach a lesson about that. Freed the slaves, technically. I know there's stories, whatever you want about that. Led the North, did all that shit. I think it's a good legacy to preserve there.
Okay.
Especially like how he came up and everything. The second's Muhammad Ali. Again, another thing where you can have like a lot of things explained through that. A story of sports, story of, you know, life, perseverance, overcoming, you know, racism, like all that shit can be combined into that one. And last one, I got a Shakespeare, man. We bringing them stories. We bringing them stories with us 1,000 years
later. Yeah, we've already made it a few hundred. Let's make it 1,000.
Yeah, again, like with Shakespeare, it's like you get a whole mixture of everything. Love, sadness, like brutal, like, you know, everything that you want. So I had to, like, if I'm going to preserve legacies, I'm going to preserve legacies that tell many fucking stories.
I love that.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And that's kind of the king of storytelling right there.
Yeah, I like that. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to preserve stories. That will push things forward for people, right?
Because, like, if you do Muhammad Ali, you can also tell the story about sports if you really want to.
You could talk about the Vietnam War.
Shakespeare. You can talk about other artists. Right. Exactly.
You can talk about so many different things, right? But I'm going to keep mine a little bit more technical and a little bit more right?
Say, Jeff Gordon!
But also, so pretty cool, right? Some people that I like is going to be Ignaz Semmelweis. Check it out. This guy in the 1800s, actually in the 1840s, childbirth wards were filled with women dying from infections. Doctors were going straight from autopsies to delivering babies. No gloves, no washing, nothing.
What?
He basically saved millions of lives before the modern world even understood germs.
Damn, I didn't even know about this.
Listen,
dude.
The man who asked doctors to wash their hands and got roasted for it. This is what the story is going to be. This is why this legacy has to be preserved, right? Because here's the kicker. All of the other doctors hated for him. They actually said that he was insulting them. They ignored him. He ended up in an asylum, bro. He died.
He said, hey, yo, wash your hands. You're going
real
to fucking
talk.
Jail,
he
buddy.
He got institutionalized for telling motherfuckers to clean up.
That's crazy.
You understand what I'm saying? And here's a hardcore fact. Deaths decreased by 90%.
Damn, so he's the GOAT.
When he told them to do this. But here's the funny thing. He died while he was in the fucking institution. A genius.
That's terrible, man.
That was ignored, but saved the world anyway. We need to preserve that legacy.
I didn't even know who he was. Not cold there we
And the go. Thing is, too, you know... There could be millions or like hundreds and thousands of people just like that right now who might have said the right thing, got acted like they're crazy, and got silenced for it.
Yes.
But it could be the right thing.
Yes, that shit is crazy. Now, here go another one that I think that we got to... This is a funny one, serious
here
at the
go.
Same
here
time. Listen, man, Free Ray Rick Ross, he needs to be preserved. Check it out. One of the greatest real-life turnarounds ever documented. This is a two-part motherfucking joint. Check this out, y'all. This is funny. This is really funny because check it out. Why his legacy belongs in the 1,000-year vault. He was deeply involved in the drug trade in the 80s, went to prison.
You talking about Rick Ross?
Check it out. Let me finish. Let me finish, man. I put this together for us. Check it out. He went to prison, came out completely transformed, and became the living blueprint for Second Chance. Now, here's the funny shit. The part of the myth that makes this story so wild is that a rapper, Rick Ross, adopted the name and stage persona and built a rap empire off of the real Free Ray Rick Ross, my guy.
All right.
Rick Ross literally came out.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about the music.
Hell no, I just wanted to read some of the facts first. Rick Ross literally went into prison after being a part of the drug trade in the 80s, my guy. The drug trade into the United States. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
He came out to change his life, not drug dealing,
no.
The trade.
Yeah.
What made the systems of drug dealing in the United States? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Okay, I hear it.
All right, he came out and reformed himself, right?
Yes.
And speaks positively and built a whole bunch of different organizations. But at the same time,
We can preserve that legacy.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Stop playing with me. And then the last one.
I don't know why. I just thought you meant like the rapper Rick Ross.
Fuck, no,
like,
that was the point. That was the two part. That was the point. We gotta preserve his legacy because somebody became rich off of becoming the fake Rick Ross and built a rap.
Yeah, Rick Ross is part of that. Him. Yes. Off of,
exactly. Yeah. Like he built Maybach Music, like everything, a stable of artists and everything off of a fake
Rick persona. Ross always be like basing anything he does off of, and like all the, because Willie Falcone,
yes,
he talks about him all the time in his music. Obviously, he talks about Freeway. Yes. He talks about like all those 80s drug kingpins. Yes. Yeah,
my boys, we talking about 1,000 years from now. Who wouldn't want to know that there once was a woman who took the craziest moment of her life and turned it into a kingdom? I'm preserving Kim Kardashian and that $1 billion empire. Goddamn right. Skims, a multi-billion dollar global brand. A reality empire that has over 20 seasons.
I think you should maybe talk about her mother first.
Check it out.
Her mother's the one who got that all started.
She mastered the algorithm before algorithms even mastered the world, King.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing with me. The Kardashians family rise becomes a required reading for millennia after.
Got two billionaires.
Get the fuck out of here. No. How sisters. You not going to preserve that motherfucker?
Oh, easily.
That is perception management 101, King. Because we know that Ray J, if she's a billionaire, Ray J should be a billionaire. They were able to build a $1 billion entity
off of
her fucking with Ray J.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? Time to be alive. In 1,000 years? That video's still going to be out there.
Yes, and that's going to be a blueprint. Because now
it's not out there. Kanye found that shit and threw it off the bridge.
Yeah, but I'm saying the blueprint has been laid. The blueprint
shit is still out there.
Yeah, it's but the blueprint has been laid.
I bet you can't.
Listen, all the different other sites that have been generated and grown from girls wanting to, you know what I mean? Like, the blueprint has been laid, bro. Get the money.
All right, so boom. Choose a team. Choose your team to win a schoolyard fight. It's going to be a draft.
I was going to look it up right here.
I got my people already.
Oh, no, I got mine.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So who wants to go first? Wait, tell your girl to think of a number.
Think of a number, baby.
I don't know. 8.
Oh, no.
No, don't say it. Think of a number. Think of a number. Don't say it.
Okay.
All right.
5. 8.
2. What's your number?
8.
All right, so you and me.
I'm last, yeah.
All right, so boom. So for the first pick in the schoolyard fight draft, I'm picking Avatar Aang.
I knew you were going to fucking pick Aang.
Yeah, okay. I'm picking Avatar Aang. He's going to come in, whoop some ass for the kiddos.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right, so it's me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so did you even explain what we're doing?
No.
We're the schoolyard.
Okay, so yeah, we're doing a schoolyard. Who we want as a team to fight with us in a schoolyard fight. Mm. So I went strictly kids. I know some motherfuckers here might pick some adults.
I sure did.
I know I got some kids that would wash all of these because I'm going fictional, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting off, I'm going Kid Goku.
Nice.
Kid Goku. All right,
so you get two picks in a row.
Play with me.
In a row.
I get to take him off my list, though, now. So I'm going with Wolverine.
Ooh,
I need that durability and close range power. Keep your ass away from
Jesus.
Me.
We're in a schoolyard fight.
Exactly. We're in a schoolyard. Keep your ass away from me.
You're going to slaughter some folks.
Absolutely. and with my second pick, I'm going with the Hulk just for the fear factor and the pure strength. Absolutely.
All right. So the only way I can combat that whatsoever, since I'm using kids, if you're a comic book nerd, you'll really appreciate this because he's the most powerful being in Marvel Universe outside of the creators.
Okay.
Is Franklin Richards, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic.
Yeah.
He is quantum level.
Yeah. But I'm going with Yugi from Yu-Gi-Oh!
Shit. He's gonna play
a quick little dark magician, wipe them bullies away.
All right,
and I'm going with Kratos.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't know.
Got 2 in a row. I'm going Kratos.
It's his turn again.
I'm not going Kratos.
Oh, shit.
I'm not trying to have a bloodbath on the
Sun's kicking crazy.
Yeah, I'm going nuts.
And then the other one is I got Santa Claus.
Okay.
You ain't going to act bad in front of
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus
finna get his ass beat.
No, he's not, bro. He's going to show up. The whole fight's over.
All right, so now it's my turn. I'm going to go Going Ben Tennyson. Because he literally has a creature that literally can wipe out existence. Fair. So.
Okay.
Oh, you got two in a row,
okay. Okay, so I said Kratos for my...
Yeah, man. Kratos, Wolverine,
Kratos
Hulk,
is crazy. Brother.
Kratos, Wolverine, Hulk.
And Kem said these fights are ending in blood.
Some said war winning.
And yes, and then for my fourth
There's
pick...
no question about it.
I'm going with a human. Yeah, I'm going with a human. And I'm going with the dodgeball coach from Dodgeball. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
He's just coded.
I'm sure he is going to
he's
keep gonna that
code, he's
going to
coach a bunch of savages.
Yep.
All right, that's so right. This is my second to last pick. I'm going Kid Buu from Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
He literally wipes out planets.
All right, so I got Avatar Aang and I got Yugi. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So and I'm you going, have one other, right?
Do I?
You went Aang.
No, because I got two picks in a row right here. That'd
you
be
had
three
two picks
four.
In a row your last time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have a four, you have a third one. Because you did two in a row when he cut you off.
Yeah.
You started, bud, so you had Aang. And then you went...
Yugi
and somebody.
Did I get skipped?
No, because he almost skipped you and then we went back to you when he said Kratos.
Oh, Santa,
yeah. All
right, so for my last two picks?
Yeah, these are your last two.
All right, I'm going with... Wanda from Fairy Odd Parents.
Okay.
You know, make a wish, you're gone.
And can't wish to
no
kill
blood
anybody.
Baths, no blood baths.
Can't wish to kill anybody.
Yeah.
It's against the rules.
Not kill someone, but, you know, put them in a box or something.
All right, so here's your last pick.
And I got a dude in sports that didn't accept losing.
Mm-hmm.
He died for what he believed in.
Gotcha.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. Raise hell, praise Dale. Boogity, 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 fellas. Okay. He ain't losing that fight. I mean, maybe it's like Kratos and shit, but like.
So the only thing that I can do to combat... Because, no, I got some characters that are just as powerful as his. They're just kid versions. But they're super powerful. The only else thing I can do to combat him and still stay in the kid realm is Brandon Breyer from Brightburn. He was the... Pretty much, what if Superman... like. Was evil. And so, yeah, I got to go him.
All right, not bad. So you got one more.
Yep, this is your last pick.
Yeah, so my last pick, I am going to take to annihilate and make sure that if the coach isn't able to keep you guys away from me, my guy John Wick will do the best with crowds.
John Wick is getting cooked here.
And he's bad son of a bitch.
John Wick might kill Santa, but that's about it.
That's good enough.
No one's killing Santa, bro.
What? Why wouldn't he?
Why would you kill Santa?
You never... Oh, they got a movie called Red One with Santa.
Yeah. All right, so Thomas lost the fight here. But so you gotta decide if me or Kem won because we both got heavy hitters. I got people that can snap you out of existence.
Hitters?
He got people who will just rip you apart.
Yep.
I got Avatar.
That he's nowhere comparable to the people we named.
No.
Yugi?
Nowhere.
Heart of the Cards? You ain't beating that.
Nowhere comparable.
No. Santa?
Nowhere comparable.
No.
Bro, one snap of a fingers, you're on the naughty list.
Different or not, it is, bro.
No, we're going to skip that because I got to go. Bet. But, all right, so conclusion, let's get on out of here. But real quick, if you could relive 1 year of your life with the knowledge that you have now, without the knowledge that you have now, what year are you... Okay, I'm just going to ask that again. If you could relive 1 year of your life without the knowledge that you have now, so basically you're going to go back and relive a year and you can't change nothing, you're just going to relive that year, what year would you choose?
Okay, so that changed my answer. So we had talked about it and it was without, and then you wrote it and it was with.
It's with.
Okay.
Yeah. So which is it?
So it's without. Go, should we just leave and just not answer that question yet?
Oh, just leave?
Alright, so yeah, with that being said, we hope you guys enjoyed the whole episode.
Yeah.
You know, we're back to talking some non-sports. You know, we talk music, we talked everything here. We guys hope you like, subscribe. The next time that you see us, we'll be in studio. We cannot wait. Or actually, no, I think it's playback and then studio. Either which way, two really cool new things that we have formulating for you guys. Get on the train. We got a lot. We got the website now. It's right here in the bio below. Visit our website. Get in tune. All that good shit. There is no better place for the hottest takes, best laugh, and everything different. Have a good night.
Check the fuck in.
Word.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.